Hello.
Hi. Podcast time. Charlie and Ponyo.
Today, it's a bit later because we were busy in the morning. So we're having dinner. So dinner with Charlie and Ponyo.
So we've got sirloin steak. What was?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
I don't know which cut. With a rainbow salad.
Mm.
Basically, whatever we found in the fridge. Made a salad.
Tastes so good.
How do you like your steak, babe?
Medium.
Mm.
What about you?
Yeah, medium. Depending on the cut, I can do.
What? Medium rare.
Medium rare, if it's a really good cut of meat.
Mm. But what your preference would be?
Medium. Mm-hmm.
Why?
If it's a good cut of meat, medium, you don't want to butcher the meat.
It just tastes more roundly cooked.
Mm.
Better.
Are you a sauce person, or you just like having it just like that?
Barbecue sauce most of the time.
Yeah.
But I can do a jus.
Mmm.
Or a
fancy.
Or a pepper gravy.
Yeah, I'm not into the pepper gravy. More mushroom sauce, girl. More mushroom gravy sauce.
Do you like béarnaise and all that type of stuff?
No. Mm-mm. It's just too overpowering for me, I find.
You are eating a plate of salad. So, what's going on?
Blank memory for a split second.
Yeah, cool. What movies have you watched recently?
Well, yeah.
I was the one watching it. You're the one that fell asleep.
What is it called?
The First Man.
Mm. Well, tell me about it since I fell asleep.
It's about space.
Oh, God.
That's probably why you fell asleep.
What's the movie? What's it called?
Ponyo hates space. And she loves sleep.
That's true. First Man, right?
Yeah. It's the story of like Neil Armstrong.
I don't think it did very well in the box office.
Yeah, but it was still alright.
Mm. So, dear fellow listeners, are you the type of people that would actually fall asleep during a movie?
What movie?
See, I fall asleep very easily.
So yeah, it's any movie that I watch, you fall asleep to.
That's not true.
Wait a minute.
There are movies that I've been watching and I fall asleep to.
Yeah.
Mm.
Example?
Mm. I can't think of any now.
Your brain's working really well today.
The food's so good, I can't even think straight. Mm. Mm. I know, I remember now.
Oh, she's reaching into the pulpit graveyard.
Shout out to Cassandra. I know she's listening. And to her family who are currently in Japan.
Living the dream.
Living the dream. So I should rewind back to last week when I purchased a gift for Charlie for our second anniversary. And it was a poem that was made by a homeless dude. And Cassandra asked what the poem was. So I'm going to read it to you guys.
Go.
I got a pepper stuck in my throat now. Do you want to read it?
Not really.
Okay. Oh, God. You put a lot of pepper on that steak. Okay. Here we go. Take two. Homie, it's in the moment, the time that we both call the moment of justification living words in action like a homie. Raping in between the seams of street life and natural lights of a mirror image, scratching sound, a message to homie and Ponyo as we gather a moment that we both are loving and living in. Ta-da!
I like it.
Yes.
But just for real, did he just say the word raping in there? Is that one of the words that you used in there?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
At the start?
Mm-hmm.
In a sentence, that was kind of...
I think it was a bit distracted because I don't know if you guys know, but Central Station, there's a massive tunnel that leads from...
In Sydney.
In Sydney. It goes from the Central Station towards George Street. And in that tunnel, there's very unique characters. Usually we've got beggars, we've got random people giving out pamphlets. And on this particular day, there was this gentleman. His name, I believe, is Gordon.
Really?
Gordon, and he was sitting there on a little stool with a typewriter, one of those old typewriters.
And so that's what he would do.
Yeah, that's his living. Like,
to, was he rapping this to you, or was he just?
Mm. He was just sitting there.
So you had to go up and talk to him.
Yeah. Mhm. He had a sign.
Did he still go past? Is he still there?
I don't know. I haven't been to Central Station, so I wouldn't know.
Still gonna say, get him to write another one.
No, he said he's originally from Melbourne. So I think he goes around different.
It's probably Banksy.
Could be, but.
You wish.
I don't even know what Banksy looks like. I don't but, know. My question is, you didn't even know if Banksy was female or male.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You're Banksy.
Banksy could be an association. It could be a group of people, not just one person.
Yeah.
That's my theory.
It probably is now. Probably wasn't when it started, though.
Mm-hmm.
Would just be one dude.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was for KC, reading that out for Cassandra.
So tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was asking some of the other people around the traps, what this question earlier this week, what was your first email address?
You know, I have the worst memory, but somehow I remember my first email address.
So it would have been like, what, back in 96?
Yeah, high school.
97?
Yeah, that's Hotmail. Right. Yeah. Hotmail. Was it Hotmail?
The only ones that... Was either them or Yahoo.
Mm-hmm. 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 I was in... Year 7. And I...
96, oh yeah.
Yeah, 96, 97, year 7, I would say. So... It's
young, man.
Young.
How far you travelled?
I know, right? That's when I had my first... No, not my first crush. That's not true. My first high school crush. Let's categorise it there.
Mm.
First high school crush. I hope he's listening. If he is, I hope you're happy and well.
You named your email address after him.
Well, this is the thing.
He
went to a different school because I went to an all-girls school. That's another story, but different school. And every time that we walked to the school, he lived around the area, so he would walk in the opposite direction.
Right.
My girlfriends and I would deliberately walk. Like, we would make sure that we would catch the right train in order to walk on the same street as him at the same, you know, same time, yeah, same place.
Yeah.
And every time I saw him, I would just giggle, you know, as girls would do, teenager girls. And I found out later on his name is T.
Mm.
So, my first email address was something along the lines of "too hot for tea." T as in T-A-E, but I think his real name is T-H-I. It's for Asian tea.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, gotta think of a cool emo dress that's quite was dedicated to him. So it was too, and it was too hot, as in the number two hot.
Oh, yeah.
Too hot.
That's how you have to spell shit back.
Yeah, exactly. In the 90s. So it was number two, H-O-T, four, the number four, T, T-E-A. It was too hot for T. So that's my first email address.
You still use it?
Well, that's the thing. I can't remember the domain, whether it was Hotmail or Yahoo. I can't remember. But if anyone wants to email to hotmail or Yahoo, give it a go and see if anyone will reply to that.
Even for Gmail, you should. Have you got it for Gmail?
No, that's. I don't think that's. They'll be appropriate when I'm at this age trying to apply for a job. So can you imagine on my LinkedIn account, on my resume?
Yeah.
Too hot for tea at gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you. No.
That's so embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's my story. What's yours? What's your first email address?
Mine's still a variation of my email address now.
You better be careful because there's random people listening. You know what?
Yeah.
People sending you stuff.
What's still a variation of that guy?
You want to elaborate in terms of what that guy actually represents?
Oh, it's just. It was from an old school Bret Easton Ellis novel where they called the guy from California that guy. I think it's from his novel called The Informers.
Mm-hmm.
I remember reading that when I was heaps young. And that guy.
Hmm.
I used to use it in my PlayStation handle name.
Mm-hmm.
PlayStation handle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, still my email for Gmail these days.
You have a professional one as well, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, what a boring story.
Compared to mine, yeah, it's pretty boring.
I'll just call back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have, like, Princess Sparkles or Kid Dynamite or something.
Too
Kid
hot Dynamite for tea. Kid
Dynamite 82.
Too hot for tea.
Yeah, too hot for tea. Mm-hmm. Well, what an email address.
I love it. Well, I hope you're happy and well, T. If you're still single, hook me up. No, I'm only kidding. I think I'm at the point where it's too cold for tea now.
Oh. That's cold. Do you ever hunt him down on Facebook?
Well, that's the thing. I don't remember. I don't even know his surname.
Oh, that's always the thing. If you don't know their surname, they're lost to.
But
they're lost to the annals of internet.
That's true.
Anonymousness.
That's true. I was gonna say I can definitely track him down because Vietnamese surnames. So there's only a few common ones. So I can try all variation. Thi Nguyen.
Yeah, you Asians all know each other, so you just have to ask like three people, and they'll.
True.
Get back to you in like a day.
But that's a bit stalkerish.
No, but just ask your sister's cousin's best friend's brother's mother. It's like in that scene from Crazy Rich Asians.
True. That's true.
And so you know, he'll be knocking on your door. This steak is so good, by the way.
Delicious. Very good.
Can I just say?
So that's it. Emails. What else?
You tell me. What's going on?
How many days until Christmas?
A lot. It's at least a month.
Mm-hmm.
What's today? The
25th.
Oh, so it's a month from now.
Month. One more month. This year's gone by super fast.
It has, hasn't it?
Uh-huh.
That's pretty cool, though. I just wanted to get to 2020.
Mm-hmm.
What a year to be alive.
Yep.
So what's the plan?
For the rest of the week?
Mm.
Work. Mm, talking about work. Work here we go. Attire. What's your...
Work attire?
Mm-hmm.
What's my work attire? Singlets and shorts. Boys and...
How do you...
Dick out.
Because you're Charlie, you're a manager. You have a group of team members.
Mm. You call them team members now as well.
What do you call them? Subordinates?
No.
Team members?
It's such an 80s. Yeah. People use team members. Well, I don't know when it started to get in your lingo. You used to call them subordinates or...
Yeah, but on the team members
co-workers
now?
Or something.
Yeah, colleagues.
Mm.
No, team members. Because they're part of your team.
Yeah. So yeah, but even if they're not.
Even if they're not, they're team members.
Yeah.
Because you're... Right?
Yeah. So if you don't particularly work with them day-to-day, in your day-to-day function, are they still a team member? Yes.
You're working together to achieve the same objective.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're a team member.
Just trying to lead you there, mate.
Mm, whatever.
Anyway.
How are you doing dress two code. Things? Dress code and also BO. How do you tell someone that they smell?
Oh, you don't tell them out in front of everyone.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
You take them into a room.
And what? And give them...
Yeah, just the sandwich, feedback sandwich, always works like a charm.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for coming in, meeting me, we just, you know, in such short notice, but it's been noted that your body odor is starting to affect people.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to let them go forward.
And this is why I would never want to be
rip it off like a band-aid.
Because I think those kind of conversations are very difficult, especially for me.
Why?
Because I'll be so straight up, I think I'll be hurt by what I have to say.
Yeah, probably. We're just going to keep demolishing the steak.
Sorry?
We're going to keep eating the steak until there's nothing left.
Mm-hmm.
There's no salad there.
I'll still eat it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I hear.
That's hard.
Oh. Not really.
Well, actually, not hard, because remember... Do you remember that story that time I went to see Taku? That's a story.
Yeah.
Should I share that with the...
Well, is it when you want... Yeah,
the
yeah.
viewers?
Yeah. I just remember that story.
So we're talking about 2 years ago, maybe? A year and a half ago. It was a rainy...
Vivid
August,
night.
October period. That's when Vivid City is usually on, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So we went to the Opera House for a concert. Taku. Shout out to Taku if he's listening. Love your music.
Your baby's listening.
Wait, you never know. He could be listening later on. So shout out to him. So we went to the Opera House, and like I mentioned, it was raining very heavily. And we found our seat, sat down, and the music started playing, and there were a few latecomers slowly trickling in, and the guy that sat next to me, oh my goodness, he was smelling
so bad.
Could you smell him?
Yeah, he smelt like...
How would you describe it?
He smelt like... offal that had been sitting in a pan with rainwater, gutter water in there, and that had been sitting in the sun for about 24 hours.
Why would you say offal? Offal?
No, like proper offal. Mm. You know, like big, like offal, like nasty shit.
It was so nasty.
And you had to sit next to him. And then you kept looking over to him throughout the concert.
So
when you weren't gathering his dirty, musky ball stank. It's probably... He hadn't probably washed his balls since...
1999. He was so bad. And I couldn't help myself because I felt like it was my duty to tell him. I felt like he was seated next to me for a reason. As in, the universe has put this guy next to me for a reason, and I had to do something about it. Because if I wasn't going to tell him, he was going to go through life.
And then thinking that he was like smelling like wonderful.
Exactly. He looked great. Not as in grazing. Okay, I can't say that's the beauty on the eye of the beholder.
The thing is, you kept looking over to him and he kept thinking like, oh, this chick's checking me out.
Yes, but I wasn't checking him out. I was just...
I know, but...
I was looking at him.
You didn't say anything to him up till...
So what happened was, I'll finish the story. Right at the very end, when the lights were turned on, I couldn't help myself. And people were slowly standing up to... to go out. I tapped him on the shoulder and said, excuse me. And he looked over and he looked really happy, thinking that I was picking him up.
Yeah.
Right? You saw his look, right?
Yes.
You're thinking, oh, wow, she finally made the move because she's been looking at me for the whole 2 hours. I said, excuse me, can I ask you a question? And he's like, oh, yes, ask away. I said, do you have a girlfriend? Because at that moment, one, I didn't know what to say. I didn't know the right way to say it. So I just came out with the first thing I could think of was, do you have a girlfriend? And he looked at me going, oh, no, 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 I don't have a girlfriend. Thinking that I wanted to be his girlfriend. And I said, well, just to let you know, if you do want a girlfriend, I recommend you get some deodorant. Yep. That was me. Was that a bit too much? Too full?
No. It's funny because I didn't even hear you say that to him. But I just saw the crushing look on his face afterwards. It's like,
oh. Yep.
He would have been so paranoid, like on the train ride back.
Or his mum could be picking him up outside the opera house. Yeah.
She'd be used to the smell though, so she would say
anything. Oh my god. I mean, he's a young dude. Somebody needed to tell him
earlier, sooner rather than later.
Exactly.
So it's better that you did.
Yeah. I feel horrible. Actually, I don't feel horrible because somebody needed to tell him.
He's probably married.
Maybe.
He's probably married with kids by now.
Exactly. So thanks to me, he would be in a very loving relationship.
Oh, is it to Ponyo that he saved his life? Is that the only time? It's the only time you're about to...
About somebody's BO? Yeah. No. Recently.
Oh, recently.
This is at a gym.
Yeah.
This is more not on a one-on-one situation. It was more of a group where I've been taking extra classes at a gym, and the class prior to my class.
Oh, had stanky people in there.
Oh, it was so bad, the smell.
Yeah.
How would it, so you described that guy. Because
they closed all the doors, there was no open air.
Nothing, no ventilation. But you know how you described the other gentleman, the other dude.
Gentleman.
The gentleman. The other dude as, well, the smell is awful, being put out in the sun for hours.
In a pan.
Rainwater.
Gutter water sitting
this
there.
This one, this gym, oh my goodness. My trainer, she described it as, she said it was like a combination of foot fungal, tinea. B.O.
Butthole or something.
Farts and everything rolled together. So you can imagine the smell is pretty bad. So I walked in there, ready to start the second class. I couldn't help myself. I had to voice my opinion. So I could, because you can't blame one person. It was a whole group. I said, come on, guys, have a bit more respect.
I said it to all of them.
I said it to all of them.
The crew before.
Yeah, exactly. I said, come on, guys.
What'd they do?
I don't know. Don't think.
Cheaply.
But what happened was, my trainer, love her dearly, she went upstairs and got Glen 20. came back downstairs and started spraying the room.
Can't you open like some doors or windows?
Yeah, we had the doors open, but still.
Still doesn't work.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, because it did soak into the, what is it, timber?
Mm-mm.
Concrete?
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
He's there for hours just breathing in ball sweat and butthole and farts.
You just like saying that, huh?
Yeah. Well, can I use that in a sentence? That was good.
So yeah, that's that story.
What a way to end dinner.
Oh yeah.
Lucky I was finished eating a while ago.
You just mopped
up all your all the juices with mm-hmm. all the juices and some bread. Mm-hmm.
But we should continue that topic about work. Clothing, because I have stories where people will rock up to work and you wonder, are they going to a nightclub or are they going to work?
Oh, yeah.
Let's continue that story next time.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yes, but
TBC,
not TBC. I'm still thinking about too hot for tea.
That's a bit pretentious.
No. Whatever. On that note.
Yep, on that note.
Happy Sunday. Wherever you are, in Japan, in America.
In Australia.
We're a bit late, but happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
To all the US peeps, especially my family.
Yeah.
Take care.
Have a good day.
Peace out.
Bye.